This is Valley Edition. Bakersfield is known for many things, music, oil, and agriculture, but when it comes to water, what makes it unique is its infrastructure. Nearly 30 water systems serve customers in the Bakersfield area. When it comes to water contamination, that makes solving the problem really complicated. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports on the complex situation in Bakersfield and what's being done to simplify it in the latest edition of our series, Contaminated.
From Keith Prickett's front yard, just east of Bakersfield, you can see the trees of where the official city begins. He's on the board of a tiny water system with less than 30 homes. It's called the Wilson Road Water System, and the water he's washing his dishes with is polluted with nitrates.
It doesn't taste funny, but, you know, because it's high in nitrates, we do not cook with it. We don't drink it, but we shower and use it for everything else.
Drinking nitrates is most harmful to infants. It restricts the flow of oxygen to the body and can lead to so-called blue baby syndrome or even death. Prickett's neighborhood discovered the problem 8 years ago. They've known about it for a long time, but the fix hasn't come yet because their district is too small and solving the problem is really expensive.
To do this, it's between $80,000 and $100,000 per household. We're actually considered low income. We're less than $49,545 per household.
As of now, he says they could have clean water in a couple years if a large water district nearby helps solve their problem by extending water lines to the community. They'll also need to dig a new well. Prickett's community isn't alone. One of the many things that makes Bakersfield unique is that there are over 25 water systems in this area. That makes it difficult to find long-term solutions for all these communities with contamination issues.
All the paperwork's done, everything's ready, they're just waiting to present it to the California Water Board again for approval. Every time we get what they say funded and it's going to go in front of the board, they say it'll be about 2 years. I've been working on it for 5 years now.
But why is it this way in Bakersfield? Art Cianello is a director of water services for the city. He says there are so many water systems here because as Bakersfield's grown, it's engulfed unincorporated communities and also allowed new developments to dig their own wells and govern their own water systems.
A lot of it had to do with history because being predominantly agricultural, it was common then that a group of homes would drill a well and maybe have a water storage tank and create a mutual water company to provide water.
Lots of these systems, including the two largest, are in the process of meeting a January cleanup deadline for a contaminant called 123-TCP. It's a component of a fumigant that was used heavily in agriculture to kill tiny worms that eat plants. It's invisible, and when consumed over a long period of time can cause cancer. The state will start regulating the chemical in January, and water companies will have to start testing for it every month. The largest water systems in the area are racing to fix the problem. Jeff Foltz is the assistant district manager for Cal Water Services in Bakersfield. They're in charge of 136 wells serving 70,000 connections. We're at one of the sites that already has a giant charcoal filter system that removes 123-TCP. He says it's like a giant Brita water filter.
It's a very similar thing to what's inside of your refrigerator filter. It's a 20 feet tall, big giant egg-looking vessels, but they're filled with this granular activated carbon. That media does the filtering of TCP.
Calwater also operates a city of Bakersfield's 61 wells that service another 40,000 connections. Together, 68 of the wells test above the state's future standard for 123-TCP. Calwater is paying out of pocket to build the cleanup sites, but the city may have to take out bonds to pay for them and may increase water rates. To pay for this, both are suing the companies that created the fumigants in hopes of a payout. Calwater Services Bakersfield District Manager Mike Mares says if they win the lawsuits, then they can use the money to reimburse themselves.
Hopefully, at some point, the litigation will be resolved and we can recover those costs at a zero impact to our customers. However, if there is a situation where we do need to recover funds to pay for this, that'll be brought up in a future rate case.
The larger systems can afford to clean up their water. Mara says the worst wells will be fixed by the first of the year, and the city says it'll cost around $55 million to clean up their 41 contaminated wells. But smaller water systems dealing with 123-TCP contamination are at a standstill. Many can't afford the millions it'll take to clean up their water. All the small districts dealing with 123 TCP contamination I spoke with refused to go on record because they're currently in litigation. Tricia Wathen oversees Bakersfield for the State Water Resources Control Board.
It's very different for the small ones that are disadvantaged, that have one source that they can't shut down, and they have to wait until either the litigation is settled to really pursue and install treatment.
Still, Wathen says Bakersfield is ahead of the game when it comes to fixing their problems with 123 TCP. But for small water systems, it may be years and years before they find a long-term solution. Wathen also says that the litigation, if successful, could actually solve some of the city's other water problems by further consolidating the city's dozens of water systems. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero in Bakersfield.